Tom Petri has served in Congress for 15 terms. He hasn't officially declared his candidacy for a 16th, but he hasn't said he won't run either. David Seemers is a professor of political science at UW Oshkosh. He says it's becoming more common for moderate Republicans, like Petri, to face primary challenges from more conservative party members.
The Republican Party has very much changed around him, becoming more orthodox than what he started out as. So he's got some work to do to convince people that he's still very much in the mainstream of the Republican Party.
Petri's likely opponent is the district attorney from Calumet County, Ken Kratz. He announced last week that he's formed an exploratory committee. Kratz's name was all over Wisconsin media last year when he worked to convict Stephen Avery in the murder of Teresa Halbach. Though Seemer says the geography of the 6th district could work against Kratz, who's well known in the eastern part of the region.
But people in the western part of the district, maybe not. It'll take some prodding to get them to remember, oh yeah, he was the guy who tried Stephen Avery. So he has some work to do, but work to do on fundraising as well, and he's only got 6 months in which to do it, and he's starting out from zero, essentially.
A primary campaign could be an expensive proposition because the district spreads across 4 different media markets. Democrat Roger Kittleson is also running in the 6th district. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.